fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 20th of February. The prepper tip today is to get yourself a couple of pairs of merino wool socks. The medium weight's what I use with my boots. Lightweight for dress shoes, obviously. And check them out. Wear them for this wintertime. Wear them until the end of summer and see what you think. You may really, really like them. You may also want to check out merino wool underwear. Excellent, excellent choice as well. This is Firearms Monday. We have with us the proprietor of Freedom Turn USA, world-class rifle and pistol instruction, training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website for Freedom Center USA is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Not now, but soon, in a few weeks, you'll be able to sign up for a class. Right now, you can become part of a group purchase of thermal imaging. Maybe order a custom rifle belt if you give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, here we are. We got just a little bit more than a week left of the second month of the year, don't we, sir?
I tell you what, we had a 67-degree day and a 57-degree day Saturday. Almost wish we'd been training students. It was so nice outside. And a couple of the instructors came up, and our instructors trained all weekend. So it was a really good weekend.
Okay, so the instructors, have they found housing? I guess they have. Are they staying in hotels?
Oh, some of them usually stay with me. We have 4 guest bedrooms, so we'll usually throw one or two in each bedroom if a bunch of them show up. But it was a good weekend. You know, I haven't really figured out why yet, but there was a lot less rust to shake off this winter than there was last winter. And I'm not really sure why. Everybody was way faster. You know, I was probably 2.5 seconds faster first time shooting this year as I was last year. So, and everybody was quicker. And so I don't know if it was training people late in December that helped my instructors, or just staying in better health, you know, being you know, more conscious about our weight and working out and doing mag changes, you know, all the little things that make you really efficient with a weapon.
Okay. Well, can we, you may have to wait till after a break, but can we get the first names and a brief bio of the instructors at Freedom Center?
Yeah, I'll talk about it a little bit. Yeah, we could do that right now, actually. So, the best, and I'll do it, and I'll talk about them in the order of their proficiency.
Okay.
So, the fastest guy, the best gun in the group is Tim. Tim is a former competitive basketball player, former competitive boxer, super fast hands. He's in his 40s, and he works harder than everybody else, and he's just faster. Okay, and he's faster than any of the Navy SEALs we've ever had train at the Freedom Center. He's faster than any of the Marines. He's just a better athlete. He's got quicker hands, and I would say that if you're talking about an El Presidente, Tim's probably going to post the fastest time. Then there's me. I'm probably 0.3 seconds behind Tim. We've got a new guy that I think might actually challenge Tim. He's a Marine named Rick, and he's been working real hard. He was up here this weekend, and I watched him run a 4.00, and he's got a slower mag change than Tim. So as soon as he gets his mag changes up to speed, and this guy has sniper training, he knows how to work with tow missiles, things like that. He's a sharp Marine, very young. I think he's 28 to 30, very athletic. Let's see. Then we've got Don, who's got 25 years in on a police force. He's a trained SWAT sniper, trained in less than lethal. I mean, this guy's got like 37 certifications, law enforcement, really well-rounded, knowledgeable guy. Then we got Kelly. Kel's 30 years, still active law enforcement, lieutenant, trained sniper, been on SWAT for over a decade. Got a lot of skills and a lot of knowledge. Let's see, who else do we have? And we've got a couple of new guys. We got Bill. This guy stood up the Arctic Warfare School for DOD. Probably the most experienced warrior in as far as time goes that we have. And then we've got and this guy has been in the Marine Corps and in the Army both, I believe. And then we've got a CWO4 chief warrant officer that I hope comes on board. I was talking to him last week. He's excited about trying to get up here. He gets out of the military in May, and we hope to have him up here for the instructors weekend. His name is Aaron, and this is a chief warrant officer, combat engineer, more than 20 years in, and as disciplined and fit and athletic, has long range training, has combat training. I mean, the guy just has a myriad of skills, and he's a super communicator. I mean, he's just really straightforward, really kind, very calm, just as solid a guy as you could hope to have. So there's a rundown on some of our guys that we're looking at to come up and teach. And we've got Jake, of course, who taught the Junction Bleed class. He's an instructor at the Washington, at the SEER school for the Air Force. He's a second generation medic who went to PJ school. I mean, he has all kinds of skills. He's a really, really interesting guy. And you met him, John. I think he's a young guy with a really positive attitude and experience that belies his 33 years of age. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Well, that's quite a team you've put together, Sam. Now, this last fellow, is he going to be able to teach a class, or is that still up in the air?
Well, I mean, Jake will probably teach sometime this year. The question is, when does he get back from his assignment?
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay.
I tried to call him last week. He didn't pick up, which means he's probably out of the country on assignment somewhere.
Roger that. Sam, we got our first call here. We've got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, the guest.
Hey, John.
Hello. Are you available to speak about anything just about the training? I have a question concerning what's really going on with Ukraine. Are they really doing as well as they say, or are they going to exhaust their resources soon? Are things going to grind to a halt? I mean, they just can't. For one thing, Russia seems to be putting all its resources, particularly the Wagner mercenary group, into Bakhmut. I understand that Bakhmut is about to be abandoned. What is your? Do you have any inside scoop on this, or do you know anything more than I do, or than Paul? Or do you ever watch Paul, the U.S. Army veteran?
Yeah, I don't pay much attention to the propaganda that's in the national media or even in some of the alternative media. I have a few guys that know a little bit on the inside, and they say it's all propaganda. He said on both sides. He said there's very little truth being told by anybody. He said the real truth is we had 40 bioweapons labs in Ukraine. And Putin put a stop to it. We were trying to pull Ukraine into NATO so that we could put anti-aircraft and NATO weapons right on the border of Russia, which is galactically stupid. And there's no reason for that. And Putin finally put his foot down and said, no mas. So, I mean, we're at war with Russia right now. People don't realize it, but we are. We have troops in there. We have SF in there. We have our heavy mechanized stuff being shipped over there and being used over there. And to get into a war with Russia is absolutely insane. It's just stupid. And here we are. And I think that's the bulk of it. The rest of it is details. And the battles ebb and flow. But the fact that we blew up Nord Stream and now the evidence is out that we were behind it means that Putin now has open license basically to do great damage to the United States. And here we are in a situation where they're either going to use an EMP attack or they're going to do something to cripple our energy resources to a level that exceeds the damage done by Nord Stream. And the whole thing could have been avoided and should have been avoided. So
it should have been, but it looks like it may have been. Was it? It appears like it was all being deliberately provoked to set up possibly the next step in the plan for global domination, correct?
Well, I think you're exactly right on that, John, because there were two entities that decided they weren't going to go along with the international bankers of the IMF and the Federal Reserve. And they said, screw the American dollar, screw the petrodollar. We're using our own currency to buy and trade on energy from here on out. We're not playing your game anymore. And that's the point where you see things sort of go south. Now, if you look at the history of war, particularly world wars, you always have a commodity war first. And in this case, it's oil, energy, gas, that type of stuff. You have those commodities. You have your commodity war first. Then you have your currency war, which we've been going through for the last 2.5-3 years, as Russia and China have, you know, basically said hasta to the American petrodollar. And then you have a shooting war. Both previous world wars started with a commodity war, then a currency war, and then a shooting war. Well, we've been through the commodity war, we've been through the currency war, and here we are in the middle of the shooting war, And right now we're sort of semi-using proxies on both sides, but that's about to change quickly. Now that it's out that America used a Navy team to plant explosives on Nord Stream, and that I think it was a Norwegian plane dropped a buoy that sent the signal to detonate the bombs and blow up Nord Stream. You know, now it's out that the U.S. and NATO committed acts of war and basically went after Russia. And anybody that denies that, show them the video of Biden saying, if they go into Ukraine, we're going to blow up Nord Stream. Because it's out there in the public purview. Not only did Biden say he was going to do it, so did his staff. So it's kind of hard to deny at this point.
So who is Biden really working for? If he's
the Chinese.
If he is in fact, he's working for the Chinese. Do the Chinese have designs on subverting and subduing Russia and making it a puppet?
No, but we've decided that we want to deal with Russia from an international banking standpoint because they won't play with us by our rules. And so we've decided we're going to deal with Russia and create regime change and bend them to their knees, right? That's how these narcissists think. If you don't play by my rules, I will make you submit. And that's exactly what they're doing with Russia. We know we can't do that with China.
Okay.
But we're going to try and do it with Russia, and we've got enough dealings with China to sort of keep them in the background, keep them out of the fight long enough for us to reach our goals with Russia.
I understand that China has deep economic infiltration and its economic and demographic inroad into the Asian part of Russia. Is that true?
Yes.
You think that this could get more extensive, and that Russia could lose a place? Either I don't know if it's senior partner, but do you think that the Chinese will come to? It will come under, or if it's not already, it will become serious, if not political and economic control of China.
Well, China wants world domination. So do the bankers of Europe and the U.S. And so they're both happy to see Russia suffer right now. But ultimately, you know, I think scripture basically says that ultimately China and Russia will team up against Great Britain and the United States. And I think ultimately it will shape up that way. And you cannot trust China. So when they make a deal with you and you see the deal going swimmingly for a little while, understand that China will turn on a dime and go the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be really careful with China.
Yeah. This is an aside. I don't think that the Nazis were behind the burning of the Reichstag.
Couldn't tell you.
I think it's possible that Stalin was, that he wanted Hitler to consolidate his power so he could use Hitler to start a second imperialist war, which he would then get in on and use to take over Europe.
Well, it didn't happen, so I don't, you know, and I don't know. I wasn't alive back then, so I can't really say. You kind of switched subjects on us there pretty quick.
Okay. Jonas, that's a great call. We need to move on. We really appreciate your call and answer, as always. Our next caller is John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes, Sam, I got a question. I had a lockbox with some rifles in it, and the roof leaked over the summer, and I didn't realize it. So I've got this wood, metal and wood, and I need to clean them.
Okay, hold your question. We've got a break. We'll answer it after the break. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
The first Oath Keepers trial over January 6 is over. What happened? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I have been following the plight of disabled American veteran Kenneth Harrelson for several months now. Harrelson was arrested in March of 2021 for his part on January 6th. The VA cut off his benefits 3 months ago at the urging of the Biden Justice Department, a month before Harrelson even went to trial. After spending 630 days in a DC jail under COVID lockdowns the entire time, the verdict is in. Harrelson was convicted on 3 of the 6 charges against him, but acquitted of the seditious conspiracy charge that the Justice Department cited to the VA as the reason for cutting his benefits. Angel Harrelson has not had her husband's income for 3 months. She has not seen her husband face-to-face since he was arrested over 630 days ago. Harrelson was denied bail and visitation. And now, the District of Columbia has filed a civil suit against Harrelson and others. Please help Angel Harrelson by donating at givesendgo.com/G22ZH. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fix bayonets! And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. New things added there every day. We got a new item on the humor panel. What happens when your F-150 Ford Lightning electric pickup truck runs out of electricity? It's really funny, and it's real, by the way. And, of course, energy cleaners. If you got arthritis pain slowing you down, keeping you from doing the things you love to do, you really need to check out the energy cleaner at my website. I sell these all over the planet, everywhere except the Antarctic, and I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy clearance, so check that out at thelibertyman.com. This is Farms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Train USA. The excellent website is freedomtrain.net. There's a beautiful video there that will help you learn how to properly clean your rifle at freedomtrain.net. Telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And looks like John in Florida has some issues with corrosion there, Sam, and water damage.
And wood damage.
So, John, let's get back to your question. What's going on with you?
Well, I had this, it was a box, and I had a couple of bolt actions from World War II, Remington, And the roof leaked in. The corner, they didn't realize it. So the wood is all, it's like there's like a film on the wood, and there, it's rust. And I don't know what product, what chemical should I put on there? Because I need to take them completely apart.
So one of the things that you can use to remove the rust, first off, you get brass wool, okay? On anything that's blued or any metal surface, get some brass wool and knock the heaviest rust off with the brass wool. Get all the loose rust, anything you can rub off of it with the brass wool, do that. Don't use steel wool. Make sure it's brass wool.
Okay.
Okay? The second thing you want to do is take some naval jelly and put it on the rust spots and let it dissolve the rest of the rust. It's called naval jelly. Generally, it's like a pink color. And okay. You put it on the rust spot, and it will remove the rest of the rust. Now, understand that when you get to the bottom of the rust, you get all the rust off, you may be at a point where you have to have the firearm re-blued, or it may be slightly pitted, but there won't be any rust left. Then you could clean it up and oil it. And at least it'll function, right?
Okay.
Now, on the wood, wood swells when it gets wet. So the first thing that has to happen is you've got to let it dry out. And then you've got to start removing the film.
Yeah.
And you know that there's a number of products. I might start with a very light penetrating oil, see if that'll take the film off, because that'll do the least damage to the wood.
Like 301 or something.
What do we use? We use PB Blaster penetrating oil.
Okay.
And don't spray it on the stock, on the wood. Spray it on a rag and rub on the film.
Okay.
And don't use a paper product. Use like what we call a microcloth. You can get it at Walmart or at an auto parts store or anything. You know, basically it's a soft polymer cloth. And you can put some penetrating oil on that and rub on the stock and see if the film will come off. But you may have to rub on it for a little while, let it dry out, wipe it clean, let it dry out, rub on it some more. Just depends on how long it's sat in the water.
Oh, it's been, it was the summer, we had a lot of rain, and I just realized this, the roof leaks in the garage right there in the corner there.
It's been months.
Oh, yeah, it's on.
Yeah.
It makes me sick. It makes me sick in my stomach. Even looking
well,
at it.
You know, you may have that film might be mold, so you may want to get some vinegar and some what do you call that stuff? What do you put on cuts, John, to kill bacteria?
Iodine peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide, vinegar and hydrogen peroxide mixed together, and spray that stock and stuff. Make sure you're wearing a mask when you handle this stuff because it could be mold in that film. And so put a mask on, put some gloves on, and get a spray bottle with hydrogen peroxide and vinegar mixed together, and wipe those stocks down really good, kill any mold that's on them first, and make sure you get hydrogen peroxide and vinegar in your lockbox so you kill the mold that's in there before you put the guns back in it.
Okay. I appreciate it. Oh, and over the weekend, I bought my first pair of electronic earmuffs, the Walkers Razor. I don't know if they're
excellent.
They seem to work great. Yeah, and they're
that's a good choice.
And they had the Bluetooth feature on them. I don't know if that was a wise thing to do or not, but
very cool.
Anyway,
you're gonna love them.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn. Break coming up.
All right, I'll try to be quick. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, John. There's the break.
Hold on. We'll get to your comment or question after the break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That's something new at my website. Just popped up the last few hours, the John Moore Ozark Symposium. We're working on getting a better resolution on this panel, but if you pay attention, you can read it. This will be at the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri, beginning Sunday, July 30th, going to August the 3rd. It'll be a lot of fun. Those who attend will be my live studio audience that week. It'll be a lot of fun. Details at thelibertyman.com. Buzzing with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomtrain.net. And Glenn, what is your question, sir?
Yes, hey, John. Hey, Sam. Sam, the Bible doesn't say anything about Russia and China attacking the U.S. and Britain or NATO or anything like that. Now, it's not to say something like that couldn't happen. It's just that it's not specifically prophesied in the Bible. What Bible prophecy students are watching for, however, is things such as the destruction of Damascus, Syria, as in Isaiah 17. That's outlined. And then there's the Gog and Magog battle of Ezekiel 38 and 39, in which Russia, Turkey, Iran, and what are currently the Shiite Muslim nations of North Africa come against Israel and are completely destroyed. And the Bible says there are, the people of the city come out and are burying the bodies for 7 months, and they're burning the weapons for 7 years and things like that. So it's the Magog battle. And again, Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the Shiite nations of North Africa are the big players there trying to come in against Israel. But we could have some, other World War III-ish type scenario. It's just that involves NATO or the U.S., but it's just that there's no specific prophecy about that.
Well, I understand it doesn't name Russia, China, U.S., or Great Britain, but I believe that there is a reference. Could have sworn my history teacher in ninth grade read a reference about the dragon and the bear doing battle with the eagle and the lion. I'll have to look that up for you.
That's a reference to like Daniel 9 and 10, but it's got nothing to do with these are, those are like well understood and widely documented, and the teacher was just a bit misdirected. The story of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream of the statue with a head of gold and all that sort of thing. And then you also had the four beasts there. These are similar overlapping prophecies. They're widely written about, but some people try to say that the lion has something to do with Britain, and that the wings on the back of the lion that are detached or the United States. It's like, now this is all just, these are just confused people. This stuff is all really clear. When you read the commentaries and stuff like that, but certainly
isn't Daniel 9 basically a prophecy?
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with England or anything like that. These are like have to do with the empires.
Well, did the prophecy in Daniel 9 come true or not?
It's in all that stuff is in process over the years. There's no way that this stuff is referring to America. America's, if you live in Brazil,
Wait a minute. I asked you a question. Did the prophecy in Daniel 9 come true? And if it did, what is your interpretation of the lion and the eagle doing battle with the dragon and the bear? When did it happen? Who was involved?
They don't. You can't find anything like that in there, Sam. I don't know. You're just. I was confused. There was nothing about a lion and an eagle doing battle with a bear. That's not. These are. It's basically just read up on some commentary. Even pop commentary, even commentaries or books that would be read by
prisoners. So are you familiar with the verse that I'm referencing, or are you not familiar with the verse that I'm referencing?
The verse that you're trying to reference, it doesn't exist. There's nothing. There's nothing there where the lion and the eagle will do battle with. That's not what it says. So, but anyway, let's do this another time. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Glenn. Ready for our next caller here, Sam?
Why not?
Okay, and can we get a firearms tip of the week at the top of the hour?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Sharon in Canada. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. I was listening to Sam talking about having a bug out, and I was wondering if he would recommend, like, a type of outdoor winter tent that someone could use as a bug out instead of a, you know, that way you can just pick it up and move?
Yeah, absolutely. So anyone who's done any high altitude work, you know, above 14,000 feet, knows very well the difference between a three-season and a four-season tent. Okay, and the fundamental difference is a three-season tent is not rated for any snow load. In its design, right, it can't support a lot of snow. It's really not about how warm the tent is to sleep in. That has nothing to do with it. It has more to do with the snow load on the tent itself. And, you know, I have a real strong opinion on four-season tents because I've used them extensively on operations at altitude. And so understanding what type of tent works well, is lightweight, is strong, will handle lots of snow, it's kind of a big deal, especially if you're forced out of your home in the winter. And so there's this tent that I like, that I much prefer in ultra cold weather at altitude where you can get heavy snow and really high winds. And it's called it's made by Black Diamond. Black Diamond is a company that builds stuff for climbers and outdoor enthusiasts. They make high quality stuff. They bought a company called Bibler. And when Black Diamond bought Bibler, they kept their best products. They kept producing their best products. And this product was originally called the Bibler Bomb Shelter. Now it's called the Bomb Shelter by Black Diamond. Okay, and it's a four-person single wall tent that actually breathes, so moisture doesn't build up inside the tent, which is a big problem in ultra-cold weather. When you're in cold weather at altitude, you've got snow on top of your tent. You know, if you don't have a double-wall tent, how do you keep moisture from building up inside the tent and ice freezing on the inside walls, which is what happens? Well, Bibler came up with this design with material similar to Gore-Tex, where it would allow the moisture to escape. And it's a very strong tent with a really high snow load. It's actually on sale at Moon Trail right now. They're normally about $1,000. This tent's on sale for $524. Oh, it's out of stock. And it only weighs, its packed weight with the bag and the sacks and everything, it's a four-person winter tent, 9 pounds.
Thank you. Now, second question. I live up here in Communist Canada, so what's coming. And we've got a group, you know, that we meet all the time. And so I will present this to our group so that they can also, be prepared. Now, my second question is, and I'm 70 years old, so my second question is, I took a gun license course this year, okay, last year.
Excellent.
What kind of gun would you suggest for a woman? You know, I live alone. What kind of gun would you suggest?
Okay, so not knowing which province in Canada you're in and their specific gun laws, I have to ask you a question or two before I can answer that. Are you allowed to have a semi-auto pistol? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so that leaves you some options there. How tall are you and how big are your hands?
I am 5'11".
Oh, excellent.
So I got a big hand.
Excellent. Oh, that makes things so much easier for you. Second question, are you allowed to have a semi-auto rifle like a sub 2000K or a sub 2K in 9mm?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Okay, so I want you to write a couple of things down. So a pistol, if you're allowed to have a semi-auto pistol, I would definitely say a Glock 19, a Glock 17, Model 17, a Glock Model 45. That's not the caliber 45. It's a Model 45 in 9mm. And the Glock 19X would be the first four pistols I would look at. And I would absolutely, considering your age and the fact that you're a woman, I would absolutely get an RMR sight for that Glock. Because that will help you cycle the slide, clear the weapon, make it safe. And also, being the age that you are, you highly likely use reading glasses. And that means you can't see your iron sights clearly. So the RMR is going to be worth its weight in gold for you. So a good semi-auto pistol with an extended slide release and an RMR red dot sight on top is exactly what you need in a semi-auto. If you can't do the semi-auto thing, then a good .357 revolver that will also shoot .38 specials would be the next best option in a hammerless version of a revolver.
Thank you very much. Now, I have a question to ask, directed for John. John, I have an energy cleaner, and the nipple, the wire came off the nipple. So I stripped it and just wrapped it around the nipple. Would that be sufficient?
Well, that won't be all that tight. If you look carefully at the banana plug, it's actually two pieces screwed together, which you can unscrew. Yeah. Pull the stripped wire through, loop it over the top of the base, and then screw it down tight, and then you'll be good and secure again.
Okay. And the next thing is, John, it's a good thing you got married, because I was going to go down there to the Ozarks and stalk you until you married me.
My goodness. Well,
I was just throwing a little humor in there. I really respect the show and all the guests that you have on.
Well, thank you, Laura. I appreciate that.
Okay, so thank you very much for this information, and I'm sure I'll be calling in again. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Laura.
Sharon. These poor gals, they just don't realize, you know, if you're going to come to the Ozarks and stalk John, you need to stop in Cuba, Missouri. Right out in front of the post office, they have one of those giant wheels where you pull a ticket out with a number on it, and then you get to stand in line.
Sharon, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Hello, Sam and John. My granddaughter was on campus when the black man came in and mowed down a number of students with a handgun. Now, yesterday, she came back on campus, and there's posters all over that says, run, hide, fight. Do you think that's the best thing for these posters to say?
No. I think the best thing for these posters to say is the Second Amendment is alive and well. Arm yourself and kill the next jerk that tries something like that.
Yeah. That's what they need, because they
think. I had to hide my stuff when I was on campus. Because when you become a college student, your Second Amendment rights are taken away from you, right?
Right.
That's how things work in this country on a lot of college campuses. Now, some states have put an end to that, and they should have done it 100 years ago. The bottom line is, your rights don't disappear. Your rights are given to you by God. The government, the board of a college, they have no rights to take, no power to take away your God-given right to defend yourself. So this is what happens. This is what happens when you have clowns making the rules. They make the average person vulnerable. But remember, the clowns go by the theory, rules for thee and none for me. And that's why they have guns in their offices. If you look at the college president, blah, you know, you look at all these top administrators, they all armed. They have campus security that give them the highest priority.
Which didn't help at all.
The college students don't have anything to protect them.
They couldn't find the shooter for a while, He finally shot himself in the head. The only thing that stopped it all.
Did they catch the guy? What happened?
He shot himself in the head.
But
they kept saying, active shooter on campus, active shooter on campus, you know? And these girls are all going crazy. And, of course, the freshmen can't have cars, so they can't get in the car and leave.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the rules of colleges are arcane and arbitrary, and I was always shocked when I read them as a college student. I was like, well, this is bizarre. This doesn't make any sense. This violates my rights. It doesn't take into account any normal thinking at all. And it's really sad, but that's where we are. And I would highly recommend most people not go to college. If you can't find a conservative college to go to run by adults, don't bother. You're wasting your money.
Homeowners, are you expecting to be served? You're right.
Okay, Laura.
Yeah.
Great call. Anything
Maybe
else?
She can get them to put something up about the Second Amendment and get guns on campus.
Well, that's got to be done by the states. The states have to take the reins and make it happen.
And
the way we do that is by contacting our state legislators and saying, you need to fix this.
Yeah.
We have a break. We have a break going on right now. Laura, thank you for the call.
If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You are...
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We got a top of the hour break coming up, but let's get started with the next caller here, Sam. We got, looks like Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, gentlemen. Am I coming through okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, so three things. First of all, a New York State Supreme Court judge recently struck down the state statute that prohibited the carrying of, in this case it was concealed carry, on private property. What happened in New York was the state passed a statute that said, if you're going to carry a gun on somebody else's private property, even if the owner of that private property is cool with you carrying that gun, you have to post a sign in the window. And if that sign isn't specifically posted in a conspicuous place with certain language and et cetera, then you cannot carry that gun, even if you had permission from the owner. There had to be a special posting. So a judge struck that down. That may be able to, somebody may be able to extract from that some precedent for the college thing where you're prohibited from carrying on the college grounds without, you know, some type of express permission from the school administrators. They may be able to use that case. So I thought maybe somebody out there could incorporate that legally into their argument in other states as well. Second thing, one of your previous callers, I think, hadn't read Revelation 9:16. Quote, "The army had 200 million soldiers on horses. I heard them say how many there were. I saw, as God wanted to show me, the horses and the men on them. The men had pieces of iron over their chests. These were red like fire." Very interesting there. The only nation in the world that's going to be able to put together 200 million soldiers is China. So I think that's a very... I don't think it's a stretch. That's a very clear reference. The only possibility is China invading the believers. So there's your 200 million soldiers in Revelation 9:16. Number three, I have a personal friend who has a federal license to haul large quantities of chemicals over long stretches of road. They're very intimately have knowledge of the chemical hauling industry and what goes into it. This person told me, look into phosgene. Phosgene is being admitted from the plume, from the chemical fire in Ohio. Now, quick side note, the authorities definitely ignited that train. They said they did. And the reason, according to the Washington Post article, was they detected a dramatic temperature change in one of the tanks, one of the cars that was carrying the chemical. So as a preemptive measure, now this is their logic and their reasoning. I'm not saying it's correct, but they said, well, we better light it on fire to avoid a catastrophic explosion because we're detecting a dramatic temperature change, and that's what will ensue next is an explosion of catastrophic consequences, and so we need to set it on fire and eliminate that. Well, guess what happens when you burn vinyl chloride? You get phosgene. This person told me look into phosgene, and I did, and sure enough, it's all over. One of the two chemicals that are the byproduct of burning vinyl chloride are hydrogen chloride and phosgene. Phosgene
we have
is
a break
bioweapon.
We'll wrap up your comments after the break here, Eric. We got to talk to you on break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.